Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton with more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. We're going to hear about a ministry that is not only meeting the physical needs of the patients, but also the emotional needs of the caregivers.
I'm John Graham, and it seems there's a new faith-based film being released every weekend. And leading the way in promoting those films is our guest, Kyle Thompson from Catalyst Media Group, on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Disasters can come without warning, but Southern Baptists are ready. Later, we talk with the leader of the Georgia Baptist Disaster Relief Ministry.
I'm Myrna Brown. Our guest this week comes at the suggestion of one of our listeners, how one man is helping to free children caught in the sex trade industry.
Also today, the church planting climate in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, on our Missionary Moment. So let's get going for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Here's a group that's providing a helping hand and ministry to patients and their caregivers with Alzheimer's disease. And Juliana Smoke is here with a story now on Life with Purpose Radio.
An estimated 5.2 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease. And for many people suffering, there are critical needs not covered by insurance. Area churches and the Polk Harrelson Baptist Association formed an Alzheimer's Closet to meet the physical needs of those diagnosed with the disease or other forms of dementia, as well as minister to the emotional stress of caregiving. Joy Poteet is a minister leader for the Alzheimer's Closet, and she joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello, Joy.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Tell us, how did the Lord lead you to this ministry?
Well, the Lord led me this way. My mom had Alzheimer's, and so I took care of her, and then I noticed that the Baptist Association was out of a person to work here. So I volunteered my services. So I come every Monday, work from 9 to 12, which I love it. And all the Alzheimer's and the health care givers, they come and get supplies, and our closet is supplied by our churches. Our church furnishes us with diapers, bed pads, lotions, gloves, and baby wipes. And this is what we give all of our Alzheimer's.
And these are items free of charge for the patients.
Yes, there's no charge because the church furnishes us with them to give to them.
And having your mother suffer with Alzheimer's, you have a gift to be able to really relate to the family members.
I'm just so glad I could do that because when they come, you pray a lot. Just tell them, you know, what we know about the Alzheimer's and how we can help them to take care of them.
And the people who you all help are not in a facility, correct?
No, we can't help people who are in a nursing home or an assisted living home. We can only help the people who are homebound.
And how many families are you all able to help?
We have had up to 20 a month.
And out of that number, how many would you say are unchurched?
Probably about half of them.
Wow.
The Alzheimer's, they can't go to church. You can't get them ready to go to church. And if you had them and carried them to church, they would not know where they were.
Right. And for many of the caregivers, you all are the only people they will see. So you all are not only meeting the physical needs of the Alzheimer's patients, but also the ministering to the emotional stress of caregiving.
Well, we try to show love to them, a compassion, to tell them that if there's anything we can do to help them out, to let us know.
You all take the opportunity to share Jesus when you hand out the supplies.
Yes, we do. Also, when the churches bring supplies, they will bring leaflets and stuff that go home with them. We tell them that Jesus loves them and that he died for their sins and he would take care of them, you know. But it's talk, talk, talk to them the whole time they're here. And my husband, he's just here this morning, get supplies for his wife. But actually this week, she wanted to go home. And this is what they all want to do. They want to go home, although they are home. They don't know they're home. He puts her in the car. This is 2 o'clock in the morning. So he goes on down the road and he turns around and he comes back. He shines a light on the house coming into their driveway, coming back from nowhere. And she says, "That's my home. That's where I live. I'm home." So that guy has a stressful job just taking care of his wife.
And I'm sure having you all there providing critical needs that he needs, but also having someone that he can share with and talk to.
I pray so that we're able to help somebody in more ways than just giving them supplies.
This is such a critical ministry where it looks like the need is only going to be growing in the coming years. How can we pray for the people who you all are ministering to?
Just pray that God's will be done and pray for us to know what to say to them, because there's so many needs for an Alzheimer's patient.
We've been speaking with Joy Poteet, ministry leader for the Alzheimer's Closet. Thank you for joining us today, Joy.
Well, you're quite welcome. I appreciate your calling us.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
Pay these credit cards. We have no money for groceries. What are we going to do?
If I concentrate hard enough, maybe the money will just fall out of the sky.
Look, honey, it's a sack of cash.
The quarters aren't rolled, but the hundreds are banded.
That solves everything.
In a perfect world, all our problems would be solved instantly. In the real world, it's not that easy. But it can go a lot smoother when you work things out together. This message brought to you by Southern Baptists.
Thank you for listening and being a friend each week to Life with Purpose Radio. The number of faith-based films has certainly accelerated in the past couple of years, and there's a group of guys helping in that effort. We find out more from John Graham and his guest, Kyle Thompson, on today's Culture Connection.
If you've listened to Life with Purpose Radio for long at all, you know we work hard to help you know about faith-based entertainment choices. Working much harder than us is Kyle Thompson and Catalyst Media Group. Kyle is with us today to talk about his work and a few films he's helping to bring to market. Kyle, how are you?
Doing well.
So, this is a huge, burgeoning market over the past several years, and it takes a guy like you and a company like yours to kind of step in and help the world know about it. Tell us what you do.
Sure. My team, what we've been doing for a number of years now is we engage the church audience with faith-based films and try to find a connect that makes sense for them. Obviously, a pastor in a church is not in the business of making a movie successful. That's not why they exist. But what they are looking for resources and connection points that they can both connect within their congregation as well as outside their congregation. And the great thing about movies and the whole sight and sound generation is it helps bridge that gap. And so we're kind of a middleman that helps connect the two.
So a lot of the more well-known faith-based films, though they are, there's the opportunity for salt and light to a lost world. A lot of times it's just, wow, the Christians feel like they can go into the movie place and see a movie that's their story, you know?
Yeah, and I don't think either one is better than the other.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that's always, from an evangelism standpoint, that wants the story that's going to bring in people who are not of faith. But the reality is that, you know, the body of Christ is something, you know, it's not this, you know, it's not black and white. I mean, it's very clearly people are in journeys, spiritual journeys. And so stories like this are incredible encouragements a lot, you know, that they're encouraging believers to take steps or believe God for something bigger. And we've all – testimony has always been a huge part of who we are as Christians in the Christian walk and really Christianity as a whole. And in the reality, that's what a film is. It's a testimony. It's meant to take people to another place. And, you know, just the mere fact that you've got a movie in a movie theater is immediately putting you into a world that is outside the church walls. And in today's day and age, churches are always looking for how do we get outside our four walls, basically. Mm-hmm. So film's just one of those great ways to do it.
You know, Hollywood Reporter, I think, last year said that 2014 was the year of the Christian movie. Mm-hmm. And yet 2015 is probably doubled in releases. Yeah. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, like 15 faith-based releases that are coming out this year.
What are some that have got you excited that have either just released or are on their way out?
Well, you know, it's interesting there. I'm a big Hillsong fan, so Hillsong's doing their documentary, and I love documentaries. Hillsong's coming out. I'm, you know, in some way working on a number of films. War Room is a great film. It's the first film from the Kendrick brothers in their new studio, but it's their fifth film at this point. And powerful film on prayer, incredibly powerful film on prayer. And that comes out August 28th. Right after that, 90 Minutes in Heaven, another film that we're working on with based on Don Piper's story. And then immediately following that, Captive, which for those in Atlanta would appreciate, that's the Ashley Smith story, mm-hmm. Based on Ashley Smith's being taken captive by a Brian Nichols. Powerful film. I've seen that. Very, very good film, and working a little bit on that as well. And then following right that would be Hillsong. And then right after that, Woodlawn, which was shot in Birmingham based on a true story from the Irwin brothers who did Mom's Night Out in October, baby. So that's coming out on October 16th. So I just love the fact that there are so many so many stories that are getting support. You know, the Captive film is a Paramount Pictures release. You know, that's massive. And then what I'm really excited about, Paramount's releasing Ben-Hur in February. Sony's releasing Risen. If you've been to War Room, if you're going to see War Room, or if you went to Faith of Our Fathers that came out this last week, I believe Risen's trailer was before that. Christ the Lord, based on Anne Rice's book, is coming out at Easter, as well as Miracles in Heaven, which Sony's going to be releasing. Sony with Devin Franklin, who was behind Heaven is for Real.
Well, Kyle, it's been great to have you on the program today, and it's exciting. This is right. I mean, you are speaking my heart language, because I'm so into the film world and everything else, and so I know that it helps our listeners to hear what's coming. And keep an eye out for Catalyst Media Group, and maybe some mailers or whatnot that comes across your church desk, because it's a great way to engage culture with faith-based film. So thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
Each week on Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives of purpose and caring Christians around the world. Our hope is that you'll be encouraged to live your life with purpose as you hear our stories. Please let us hear from you about that and other comments that you may have, questions about the program, or story suggestions. You can email us, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. One more time, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And you can join our community online through our Facebook home, facebook.com/LWP Radio, or follow us on Twitter at LWP Radio. And by the way, our free book offer awaits just for you. You'll find it at lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. It's the hardback devotional book called Words of Life from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And once again, it's free at lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. It's just our way of saying thanks for being a listener. Well, on with this week's stories as we go to Myrna Brown.
Thanks, Rod. Our guest this week comes at the suggestion of one of our listeners. The story of how one band is helping to free children caught in the sex trade industry.
All right. Also ahead, we head to Calgary to get a picture of church planting in this unique Canadian city, and that's coming up on our Missionary Moment. First, Ron Lawson is in the Life with Purpose Radio studio with a story, Always Ready to Help.
Thanks, Rod. It seems every week we hear in the news about significant problems in the lives of people, often caused by weather, hurricanes, tornadoes, flooding. Southern Baptists have some 70,000 trained volunteers across the nation who stand ready to help in times of disaster. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a missionary whose mission it is to lead and support the efforts of disaster relief volunteers when troubles come. Let's listen.
I'm so happy to be on the phone today with one of our very fine and hardworking Georgia Baptist State missionaries, Stuart Lang, who ministers through Associational Missions Team with the Georgia Baptist Convention. Stuart's primary responsibilities are in the area of mission volunteers and disaster relief. Stuart, thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
It is my pleasure.
Today I wanted our listeners to hear about our Georgia and Southern Baptist disaster relief work. With recent tornadoes and flooding in various places, especially in the nation's heartland, the need for disaster relief support is made very, very clear. Stuart, can you give our listeners an overview of how Southern Baptists have organized thousands of volunteers to be able to respond in times of disaster?
Yes, sir. Disaster relief goes back as far as 1967, when a group of Texas Baptist men went to the coast. They went with fish cookers and just provided whatever food they could to the people along the coast who had endured a hurricane. And then in 1989, Hurricane Hugo hit South Carolina, and it just changed the landscape for disaster relief. At that point, we had so many Southern Baptist volunteers responding that at the time, it was the Brotherhood Commission decided we need to get this better organized so that we can be more effective and efficient in helping people. So ever since then, the numbers have just continued to grow to the point that we have about 70,000 volunteers across the nation in Southern Baptist disaster relief right now.
That's amazing, Stuart. And I know for some 30 years, the Ministry of Southern Baptist Disaster Relief has continued to grow and become a very prominent ministry in our denomination, not only here in the United States, but literally all across the world. This is such an important work. I wonder if you could give us an update on some of the kinds of things that are going on with the flooding in Texas, the tornadoes in Oklahoma and Kansas and other states.
Yes, sir. Texas is just now getting to a point where they are asking for other states to assist them with flooding relief. As you know, any time a flood comes, there's really nothing you can do until the floods recede and get down to the point that you can help people clean out their houses. Oklahoma is not there yet. They have been so hit by tornadoes that they are still trying to recover from that, and the flooding has been so bad in that state, the water is still above the roads. So I'm still not sure exactly when they're going to be ready for other states to come in and help, but it will be in the near future.
I have been so impressed with our disaster relief workers, Stuart, and how they give of their own time, they volunteer, they come in, they have state-of-the-art equipment, they move into whatever situation is there, they get busy immediately helping people who often have nowhere else to turn. How many volunteers do we have working in disaster relief right here in Georgia, and how can somebody get involved in disaster relief ministry, Stuart?
We have about 4,000 volunteers in the state of Georgia that are all credentialed for this ministry, meaning they go through a minimum amount of orientation for disaster relief. We have one more event coming up this year. It's in September the 12th in Dalton, Georgia. And would love to have people join us in disaster relief if they are believers, followers of Christ who want to share their faith during a time of crisis. They can find information on our website at gbcdisasterrelief.org.
All right, gbcdisasterrelief.org. This ministry fills such an incredible need. I wonder if you could share with our listeners an example of how individual lives have been changed by this work.
From a faith perspective, one of the greatest statistics that I love to share is that every 10 times they present the gospel, at least one person gives his or her life to the Lord. That's just a phenomenal ratio, and
that
it just proves to me that when people encounter disasters and crises in their life, the Lord can use that for his honor and glory to bring people into a saving faith with him. So that's why we do disaster relief. We want people to know that the Lord loves them, cares for them, and has a plan for their life.
You know, the premise we go on here at Life with Purpose Radio, Stuart, is that all Christians are called to be on mission with Christ, and that he's gifted each of us to fulfill the mission that he's given to us in all that we do. It is to show people the love of Christ and minister to their various needs. Maybe the helping ministry through disaster relief is a part of the purpose that God has for individuals who are listening right now to this radio program. And Stuart, I thank you for the way that you and your disaster relief teams do that through this incredible helping ministry of disaster relief. If you who are listening to this radio broadcast would like to learn more about disaster relief right here in Georgia and the work of Southern Baptist, you can go online at gbcdisasterrelief.org and learn more about it, or you can call at 1-800-RING-GBC and ask for Disaster Relief Ministry. Remember, there's a training schedule for this September. You too can be involved in disaster relief training. I've been talking with Stuart Lang, a Georgia Baptist State missionary who leads our mission volunteer and disaster relief effort. Stuart, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you, Dr. White.
For more information on the Disaster Relief Ministry of Georgia Baptist, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Our next story involves music as a ministry to raise awareness and help rid the tragedy of the sex trafficking industry. Here's Life with Purpose Radio's Myrna Brown with David Zach of the band Remedy Drive.
We're especially pleased to have our next guest join us on Life with Purpose Radio. That's because the idea came from one of you, our listeners, Sandra Bull. Sandra suggested that we interview David Zock from the band Remedy Drive. And so right now on Life with Purpose Radio is David Zock. Hi, David.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, and thank you. Good to have you. I don't know if you know Sandra, but she's one of our listeners, and she said you talked to him about the music, of course, but what you really want to know about is the work that he's doing to fight sex trafficking all over the world. And so that's where we want to start.
We're a rock band, and we had the idea that maybe songs can contribute to the fight against trafficking. And the album was called Commodity. It came out 6 months ago. I'm a soul inside a body. I'm not a commodity. A man named Matt Parker from the Exodus Road found us. Didn't know that this was something that we were writing a whole record about. And he invited us and asked us to talk about what the Exodus Road is doing, which is rescuing girls especially in boys out of sex trafficking. So compelled and so pulled by my conversation with Matt about his work, I said, man, is there any way you can train me? I want to join you. I want to do what you do. Mm. 2 weeks ago, I got home from my third deployment in Southeast Asia, going into brothels in the red light district, identifying underage girls that are being sold and getting evidence of that, video evidence with covert cameras and some technology that our fan base actually helps fund.
You're going undercover to these places.
Yes.
Yeah. How did you even know and become aware that this horrid thing was going on?
There's constantly stories about human trafficking, constantly. And the more you read, the more you realize what an evil and what a darkness and what a pandemic it is today.
Yes.
With 30 million
and so,
estimated to be enslaved.
Oh, boy. And so after researching it, you decided to produce this album, which is called Commodity. All of the songs on this album, the concept around it is freedom.
Yeah, and sometimes it takes a while to get to the idea of freedom, because I tell the story of a girl named June that was rescued last September that I met in February. And her story for me was initially a story of despair, because you can't just take a girl by the hand and run out of a place. It's not going to create systemic change for the region, which is what we're really after.
Right.
So just rescuing one girl without taking down the syndicate or the mafia or the organization that is controlling her and other girls like her. But I was so sorrowful leaving her there that I wrote a song about her. And then she ended up getting rescued, which was an amazing thing for me personally. Her melody shows up on a track called June, which is a short instrumental. And then the song Take Cover, I say, child, come away, come and take cover by my side. That song then leads into a song called The Wings of the Dawn, where I imagine June singing, carry me home on the wings of the dawn. Don't leave me alone. Let me sing a new song.
After that album was released, and then you connected with the Exodus Road, that is a ministry, a nonprofit?
Yeah, the Exodus Road is a non-government organization. We operate inside of countries in partnership with local law enforcement.
You're going into these brothels, and you've got special equipment. Tell us a little bit about what you see.
It's flashy, it's Vegas-y. Mm. And once you come inside, there's a lot of girls dancing on stage. And then there's a lot of girls, you know, are selling drinks, and it's smoky, loud music. Behind glass, it's called a fishbowl, there might be 20 or 30 girls behind glass, one-way glass, sitting, waiting until their number is called, because the girls wear a number.
Let's talk about the children who are rescued.
We have reported 55 rescues, and it's our hope and our goal that when we're able to get her out, we work really hard with social workers and with our contacts, our connections, to make sure that she's placed in a home where she will be loved and cared for and her dignity will be restored.
David, how can our listeners come alongside you and help?
We talk about it. That's the first way. Let's talk about it. Let's research it. Let's talk about it. Let's think. Let's strategize. You can help by funding this gear, this covert gear that we keep on sending over.
And the ministry is called Exodus Road. And we've been talking to David Zock of the band Remedy Drive. They have a new project all about freedom, and it's called Commodity. Blessings to you and your team and all the work that you're doing in his name.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment takes us to Calgary in Alberta, Canada, here on Life with Purpose Radio.
It's a very very dense. I mean, if you were to look at the homes and the way that they're put together in Calgary, they just build them right next to it. So it's a very dense, the population in downtown, the core, it's very dense like you would expect. But it's also very diverse. There are 240 ethnic groups. There are 140 languages spoken in Calgary. So it's very dense. It's very diverse. But as one person said as they visited Calgary, it's very dark. You would not notice that because it's very affluent. I mean, because of all the oil and gas, because of the major corporations that are there, there's lots of affluence. But again, in Calgary, because of all that affluence, people have very little sense of a need for Christ and for faith. And so we strategically want to see 8 to 10 what we would call church planting centers. We would love to see a foothold in each one of those cores where someone would come and say, we'll take responsibility for this quadrant of Calgary, or a lead partner who would come and help us to take responsibility for that and say, we want to get a foothold in this section of Calgary. And then out of those, we would love to see each one of those plant 4 to 10 churches. So 50 to 75 churches would be our midterm goal over the next 5 to 7 years. But ultimately, in Calgary, there's 225 communities, and we really do want to see a gospel witness in each one of those communities. There has to be some people who are willing to be those first-generation workers that get some of that early work done. And so yeah, I think you have to have a strong sense of call to make that happen. I think that there's lots of opportunities to feel like you hear your stories about your friends back in the States and they preached and 5 people or 10 people or 20 people came to Christ. And these people, you know, sometimes we preach and nobody comes for a week or a month, or sometimes I had a fellow, took 7 years for him to come to Christ. And so you have to have that long view of work in Canada. It can't be the sense of immediacy. There has to be that. And so the only thing I know that keeps a person anchored into that is that call to say, God has called me here by His grace. I'm going to stay here and love these people to Christ. I want people to be passionate for Christ, because in Calgary, only about 5% of the people would have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That means 95%, if we believe the Bible, if we believe it seriously, 95% of those people are lost and they're dying and they're going to hell without Christ. There's somebody who's praying for that group of people, 70,000 Filipinos who are there. We need Filipino churches. So who's waking up praying for Filipino people? Who's waking up praying for Filipino leaders? And so I want someone waking up every morning praying for a dot, praying for a people group, praying that the gospel would come to Calgary.
For more information about North American and international missionaries, head to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope stories that you've heard today have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about Alzheimer's Closet, Catalyst Media Group, Georgia Baptist Disaster Relief, and church planter Bob Shelton of Send Calgary. Well, we hope to see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose, and visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, see you next time on Life with Purpose Radio.